Welcome to the Ted Brewer Show for this Wednesday. I'm excited to have as my guest today, Tom Strader. We'll be bringing him back on in just a few minutes. He's an expert in the field of arthritic conditions, bone spurs, magnesium, different ailments, arthritic conditions, spinal stenosis. He actually recovered from spinal stenosis himself. He was crippled, and he's going to give you his story in just a few minutes. And we're going to also cover a few news stories to start with. But I'm going to start with Tom real fast, and we're going to talk about some health stories because that's his primary expertise is health. But I just got this email in. This is the Raw Story News, and it says this, and Tom, you're going to enjoy this. Oh, by the way, Tom, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me today.
Yes, sir.
And this is a Raw Story News, and I'm just going to read you this in its entirety so you don't think that I'm paraphrasing it. The U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday pledged to undertake a historic push to develop a cure for cancer, tapping Vice President Joe Biden to lead the effort. Obama, in the last State of the Union address of his presidency, said America must use its spirit of innovation to help tackle the challenge of cancer. For the loved ones we've all lost, for the family we can still save, let's make America the country that cures cancer once and for all, Obama said. As Biden smiled from his seat behind the president, Obama said he would put the vice president in charge of a mission control for the effort. Biden, who lost his 46-year-old son to brain cancer last year, received a standing ovation from lawmakers when Obama made the announcement. Following his son's death, Biden said that he would not run for president in 2016, but he promised he would focus his remaining time in office on working on a moonshot to end cancer. In a blog post released during the State of the Union address, Biden said the White House would focus on increasing public and private resources to fight the disease and to improve information sharing among researchers and medical professionals. "It's personal for me," Biden said regarding the push. He will travel on Friday to the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine to speak with physicians, and next week he will meet with the experts at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland to discuss the initiative. The cancer initiative will build upon the $2 billion increase in funding approved by the National Institutes of Health last year. Now, you know, I don't really know what to say about this, Tom, but I'm going to start and then I'll let you come in and make a comment on it. Number one, you know, brain cancer is one of the primary causes of aspartame poisoning. And aspartame poisoning was approved back, you know, it was actually approved back in the 70s for use and started in the 80s in earnest. When you combine sodium nitrite with, in other words, if you have like a pepperoni pizza with sodium nitrite and you combine it with aspartame, you form a diketiopeperazine. That forms a nitrosurea, which are the most effective agents known to man for producing malignant brain tumors. We know Donald Rumsfeld is the one who pushed the aspartame into the market. Because of the aspartic acid receptor sites in the brain releasing dopamine, aspartame is actually a brain entrainment molecule. They know how to cure cancer. There are all kinds of natural physicians who cure cancer right now. The problem is their goal is to take and to make cancer a debilitating disease that'll last for years, if not decades, according to the Financial Times, so they can massively increase the profits to these corporations that are being controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel, who own the pharmaceutical corporations and also control the media. 60 to 70% of the media every evening and every time you will turn on the TV is paid by the pharmaceutical corporations. Now they've added additional billions into research in the National Cancer Institute. And the crazy thing about this is a military organization. People don't realize that. The National Institutes of Health last year and the National Cancer Institute, National Cancer Institute out of Bethesda, Maryland, is a Navy joint operation. My sister worked there for years and years and years in their cancer research protocol. And of course, I don't believe they're there to try to cure cancer. I believe they're there to try to find drugs to extend your life with cancer so they can make more money for the pharmaceutical corporate industries. And yes, I'm that cynical when it comes to cancer. I know the use of turmeric, potassium iodine, vitamin C, dietary change, vitamin C intravenously, all types of dietary protocols have worked very effectively at eliminating or reducing the risks of cancer all over the world, all over Mexico, everywhere. In fact, it has a much better rate than chemotherapy does, which has basically a zero rate of cure. It's pretty much neutral. So I believe this is more just obfuscation to give these companies more and more money for drug research to allow them to find more drugs they can make more and more profits on. What do you think, Tom?
You know, Ted, I couldn't say it any better than what you've just spoken. You know, and my other question is, what makes Vice President, no offense to Vice President Biden, but what makes him an expert in this field that he's going to spearhead this? Are you kidding me? We got so many other things that this country needs to have total involvement with, and he's a politician. He's not a medical doctor. I mean, why are you tapping him on the shoulder? Don't we have more important things to do in this world? I mean, I just can't believe that he even did it.
Well, I don't think it's what it is. It's rhetoric and it's obfuscation. Mm-hmm. And see, this is what Nixon did. Nixon started this war on cancer back in the 70s. Said he's going to cure cancer. Now, in spite of the spending of hundreds of billions of dollars, all this money that the government's given these organizations over the years, they're no closer now to finding a cure for cancer than they were 50 years ago as far as the academic approach. And the sad part about it is when you do the natural approach like Gonzalez was doing, in which he's dead now, or Bradstreet, he's dead now, which I find that interesting. All these guys who do the natural approach seem to want to die very quickly with suicidal tendencies and who having blown themselves out of their chest out with shotguns and all kinds of other crazy stuff. They just disappear. They drown in bathtubs. The crazy thing about all of this is big money. Cancer research is big money. Cancer treatment is big money. Hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And this is what the whole thing's about. They don't care about curing people. They don't care about making people feel better. All they care about is how many drugs can they sell, how many pharmaceuticals they can sell. Tom, tell us about yourself. Tell us about the problems that you had with spinal stenosis. Tell us about the problems you had with arthritic spurs and how you were able to correct it. And tell us about how bad it was for you before you finally discovered magnesium chloride.
Thank you, Ted. And that's what I can talk for hours about. Ted, there was just a few years ago, it was about 3 years ago now, I had gotten to the point that I was in such pain and misery. I'd been going to chiropractor for several months, and it started with in my lower back and pain in my lower back, and it started also after that going down and affecting the sciatica nerve in my right leg. I was carrying a TENS unit in my pocket to shock the sciatica nerve. The pain was in the lower back, in the hips, right buttocks. And finally, my chiropractor said, you need to get an MRI and find out what's going on. I went back to my, got the MRI, went back to my neurosurgeon who had operated on my neck 2 years prior to that. And he looked at my MRI on my lower back and he said, Tom, not only do you have the neck of a 90-year-old man, you've got the back of a 90-year-old man. Now, Ted, he had removed a bone spur that was pressing on the nerve that was in my neck. And he said, you've got spinal stenosis, degenerative disc disease, and I forget all the other issues that were going on. And he said, you got bone spurs all over you. I said, well, what's causing all these bone spurs? He said, well, it's calcium deposits. Well, here's a well-known neurosurgeon who had operated on me, but he did not know to tell me that the reason I was having so much calcium buildup and calcium spurs, bone spurs, is that I had too much calcium in my system and not enough magnesium. And just to show you how the Lord works, the following Sunday I was in church, and a good friend of mine, Daniel Jackson, he came over to me and said, Tom, how are you doing? And he'd been praying for me. I said, Daniel, if I don't get some relief, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, I'm on my job sites, and I covered work in four different states, the Carolinas, Georgia, and Alabama. And I said, on my job sites, I'm carrying an empty 5-gallon bucket around by the handle to turn it upside down just to sit down and get the tears out of my eyes. I said, that's how bad I am. He said, Tom, I was as bad a shape as you are 4 months ago. And he said, I was introduced to Dead Sea minerals and magnesium oil and the benefits of what magnesium chloride does for the body.
Now, this is not Tom, let me interject for a second. These products that you were basically exposed to, they're the Health Masters brand of products, and these are the ones that we carry, the magnesium oil, magnesium salts. And what I'm doing is I'm bringing Tom on here because I want you guys to hear how incredible these products are. Go ahead, Tom.
So what I started doing, Ted, I started soaking in the Dead Sea minerals, and you know, I could tell a little difference each day. Now, it's not like microwave popcorn that you're going to see overnight results or just immediate results, but I did start experiencing more relief. And then I also was rubbing the oil, the magnesium oil, and into my lower back, my hips, my buttocks, into my neck and my shoulders. My neck and shoulders had been bothering me so bad, too. I'm a side sleeper, and if I were on my right side, my shoulder would start hurting so bad it would wake me up, and I would flip over to the other side and sleep on my left shoulder until it hurt so bad. It was like a fish all night long, flipping back and forth. Also had a lot of issues with muscle spasms and cramps and restless legs at night. I was also experiencing my left eye the eyelid would twitch from time to time. Left facial muscle, same way. And I had my bicep that would quiver at times. And what I found out is that's all telltale signs of magnesium deficiency. So I started experiencing a little relief, and about 5 weeks into the regimen, I was walking down the hall one morning. I thought, I don't have any more pain, and it was like, I can't believe this. I don't have any more pain. The pain had been so bad, Ted, it felt like I wore a mask of pain. My face was drawn, and I said, "This is amazing." And to let you know how bad it can get, it had been to the point I thought, if I have to keep living like this, I don't know what I'll do. I've got young children. I've got kids that were wanting me to do things with them, and you know, they're very active, but I couldn't get around. So I'll tell you, magnesium chloride, it changed my life. And the more I have found out about the products from the Dead Sea, you know, it's not only magnesium chloride, but it's the 20 essential minerals that are found in the Dead Sea, 14 uniquely to the Dead Sea. It's the highest concentration of magnesium chloride on the face of the planet, of any body of water. And people say, well, I take I soak in Epsom salts. Is that not magnesium? Yes, that is magnesium. It's magnesium sulfate. This is magnesium chloride. Magnesium chloride is like Epsom salts on steroids. Now, let me say this. Good steroids. So the magnesium, basically, when you look at transdermal magnesium therapy, like the products that you have, Ted, is absorbed directly through the skin. It's the largest organ of the body. Goes right into the bloodstream, into the intercellular level, into soft tissue and bones, and it also takes it, it goes into the organs. Now, the other thing that I find so amazing as well is at age 40, I had had a heart attack, and I was in as good a physical condition at that point as I had been since college. I was running 3 or 4 times a week, worked out regularly, but I was sweating a lot, and I did not understand that the amount of minerals that I was losing set me up for this heart attack. So I was living in Charlotte at the time. I felt that elephant sitting on my chest, like you've heard doctors say, and went into Presbyterian Hospital. They showed VTAC on the monitor, started me IV drip of magnesium, and a couple of days later they did heart catheterization. And my cardiologist said, I want you to see this. He said, you're very fortunate. He said, your muscle, the heart is the major muscle of the body. He said, it's like any other muscle when it's under stress. He said, it spasmed and it cramped. And he said, when it did, it shut off the blood supply to a small artery on the back side of your heart. He said, you're very fortunate. This was a very small artery. He said, if it had been a large artery, he said, that's what we call a widow maker. And, Ted, if you'll take and make a fist, and if your listeners will take and make a fist and clamp your hand into a fist, that's about the size of our heart, but it also takes calcium to constrict the muscles. It takes magnesium to relax the muscles. And that's why they started me on that IV drip of magnesium, was to relax my heart muscles. So that's the pumping action of the heart, calcium, magnesium. And they also tell me this. A lot of the heart attacks are caused, especially with athletes, and I had expelled a lot of minerals during all this running, but a lot of the athletes and people that are experiencing these heart attacks, a lot of it's caused and due to too much calcium in our system and not enough magnesium. You know, we see so much calcium, I mean, even looking in the refrigerator with almond milk, it says 50 times more calcium than what's found in cow's milk. Cheese, we've got a lot of, you know, dairy products, we're getting calcium. Even orange juice, I was looking at that. My wife brought some orange juice home the other day, and it said fortified with calcium, fortifying the orange juice with calcium. But calcification is the hardening of the arteries. The plaque buildup that's building up in our arteries is predominantly calcium. The organs that are hardening is due to calcification of the organs. Besides the heart, the next organ that needs the most magnesium is the brain. The brain is the second most demand for magnesium. But people say, well, my magnesium level is checking out in the right ratio in my blood work. You're not going to get an accurate reading of your body's or your organs, the amount of magnesium that's there, unless you get the cellular test with the swab in the mouth. So I cannot encourage people enough to understand the importance of magnesium and what it does for your overall health. I rub the Magna, the Sport that you have, into my chest, my neck, my shoulders, my abdomen, and into my lower back every day. I have not missed one day of doing that. I tell people, if you want to get the benefits of this, do you drink water every day? Yes. Do you need water every day? Yes. The same holds true with magnesium. You need magnesium every day because it's depleted through our body, through the urine, through the kidneys. So you need to replenish your magnesium every day. 90% of Americans being tested for magnesium are deficient. 90%. So I think probably for the most part, anybody listening to your radio show today will be probably in that 90% bracket. But I do not, I tell people, put it beside your toothbrush. When you brush your teeth in the morning, use it. When you brush your teeth at night before you go to bed, use it. It has knocked out all my muscle spasms and cramps in my feet and restless legs. I used to get up a couple of times a week and just walk the floor to get the spasms and cramps out of my legs or my feet. Haven't had any more. Haven't had any more heart palpitations. The other thing that I noticed, too, I was reading the blog, Ted, and it was talking about magnesium chloride and transdermal magnesium therapy. And people say, well, what's transdermal magnesium therapy? It's topical. This product rubs right into the skin and absorbs right into the intercellular levels in an ionic form. And, you know, if you look at the absorption of this product and how it goes right to work, that's how we're seeing a lot of people getting almost instantaneous relief.
Let me add something to you real quick, Tom, if I can.
Sure.
What folks don't realize, you know, he was talking about almond milk. You should never use almond milk unless you make it yourself. Because what the manufacturers are doing now, they're taking almonds and they're making milk out of them, but then it's not thick enough, so they're using ground oyster shells in the magnesium, in the almond milk as an ingredient for the calcium. Now, the crazy thing about this is that's like eating rocks. Your body can't absorb that. It's not chelated properly. You're basically eating a shell. You're eating rock. You're eating concrete, whatever you want to call it. And what it does, and Tom's exactly right, it adds to what's called atherosclerotic plaquing, hardening of the arteries. And what it does, it causes the arteries to actually calcify because this stuff gets stored in your soft tissue and in your organs, and also in your joints. So what Tom was saying is because he couldn't sleep on his shoulders, it's because of calcium spurs near the bicep tendon. And what ends up happening as you move around at night, it grinds, and so you have to flip back and forth, back and forth. I know when I started using this topical magnesium and the magnesium foot bath every day from Health Masters, I began to realize that my feet were doing better, and my shoulders were doing better, and I could start sleeping again on my left side where I couldn't sleep on my left side for years and years and years. Now, I also use the magnesium oil, and I use the foot bath. But remember, we get way too much calcium in our diets and not nearly enough magnesium. Magnesium is used in over 300 biochemical reactions in the body, and it's critically important. And here's why I always tell everybody in my newsletters, Tom, magnesium is kind of like the gasoline in your car tank. Your body uses it and uses it and uses it and uses it up, and it goes away. Calcium is kind of like the water in the radiator. The body constantly recycles it, recycles it, recycles it. But you're absolutely right. One of the biggest reasons that we have so much hardening of the arteries and heart disease in the United States is because of the excessive quantities of calcium that we're getting in our diet in almost everything, and because this pasteurized, homogenized milk is useless as far as helping you, as far as feeding you, except for building up calcium spurs in your body. And all these people are out there taking calcium supplements. Calcium supplements should only be used as a last resort, not for men ever. Men should never take calcium supplements, and only if women have been diagnosed with some type of, you know, osteoporotic problems, they need to be taking the calcium supplements. But then also we only use calcium apatite, which is like a bone meal type of thing made from bone ground bone, which is okay, but I still don't like that if you're going to be using it excessively. Now, what you can do to increase calcium density and increase bone density, you can get a little round trampoline, a little mini round trampoline, like you see the cheerleaders use on the sides of the NFL groups. Get a couple chairs on both sides so you can basically maintain your balance if you're older, and you can walk on this, and you can get to a point where you can just bounce up and down on your tiptoes, and that increased gravitational shear from that up and down, up and down, and up and down will actually massively increase bone density in most women who've used it. That's a little trick that I learned back from the 70s and 80s. So the bone density can be increased with that along with blood pressure. It can be massively lowered very quickly by the use of using those little mini trampolines because of the way it works on the blood vessels. But I know my wife, Sharon, Tom, you know, she got on her magnesium protocol. Her hands were so bad she couldn't even clench her fist. She couldn't even make a fist. They were so bad. Her fingers hurt so badly from an episode she'd gotten inflamed from pulling weeds from years ago. And she was taking calcium supplements, which I had warned her not to do, but she continued to do it. In addition to that, she had spinal stenosis so bad in her back that she was having massive migrating sciatica, just like you, through her buttocks, and she was pretty much disabled. And here she's in her late 50s. She did the same thing you did. She started soaking in the magnesium salts every night, using the magnesium sports oil every day, and within 3 months, she's running around the house with all this energy. And I looked at her, I started laughing, and I said, "You know, this is ridiculous, how much energy she has." She goes, "Ted, I feel better than I felt in 30 years. Then I started using the product, and I started getting the same results too. So yes, Tom, you're absolutely right. It's an amazing, amazing product. Available at healthmasters.com, magnesium salts, the magnesium oil, the magnesium balm, phenomenal product. Anything else you want to add to what I've just said?
Well, you know, Ted, I'll go back to the bone issues with, you know, you hear from all the doctors, you've got to take the calcium to have strong, healthy bones. Well, what's happening is that most of the calcium that people are taking is building up so much, it makes the bones brittle. Now, if you take a piece of calcium carbonate, which is chalk, and you drop it on a hard surface, it will crack and shatter. If you take a piece of ivory and drop it on a hard surface, it will bounce. The difference is ivory has magnesium and calcium mixed together, and it makes it pliable, flexible, and it will bounce. Most people, and I was in the senior care business for years and years, people would fall and break their hip. No, they would break their hip and they would fall because they have had so much calcium that's made the bones so brittle that they're not bound together and flexible. So I encourage people, guys, look, and especially the women who are saying, "Oh, I got to have calcium, I got to have calcium, I got to have calcium." You've got to balance it with magnesium. And the best way, Ted, is using your transdermal magnesium therapy products to balance that and get this into your system right away.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, the whole thing about it is, Tom, if you don't have magnesium available from an intercellular level, you know, in large amounts every single day, the body just goes into further and further and further depletion, and you get sicker and sicker. That's why you see these ladies walking in the grocery stores, and they're leaning over their shopping cart with their back hunched, and they have a huge hump in their back. That's not from not having enough calcium. That's from not having enough magnesium. And that's from the bone spurs that become so painful they can't stand erect. They can't stand straight up because the bone spurs are pressing on the spinal column and on the spinal cord, excuse me. And what happens is the pain is so excruciating they have to bend over. And you say the same thing happens with men. It happens with women, particularly when they get in their 60s and 70s and 80s. And, of course, how old are you now, Tom? You're like in your early 62, aren't you?
I will be 65 in April.
Yeah, see, and so this is the perfect age group that I want to talk to today. And now with the athletes, tell them about how good this product is, you know, our Health Masters Magnesium, and how athletes all over are getting these tremendous results with it, and how they're increasing their running times, increasing their golf games, increasing everything by using the magnesium.
Yeah, after I started using the product and people saw the difference in me, they said, "Tom, tell me, what are you doing differently?" And I said, "Well, let me tell you about this product that I've been using, and Health Masters products here, and what it's done for me." And so I had other friends that said, "Well, how did I get this?" And they went online, checked you out, and they bought the product. I've got a real good friend. Fred is the golf pro here at Tryon Country Club here in Tryon, North Carolina. Fred started using the product, and he called me a couple of weeks. Well, it's about a month later, and he said, "I just want to tell you." He said, "This stuff is actually working for me." I said, "Oh, really? Tell me about it." He said, "Tom, I had gotten so bad I'd have to pull my golf cart up as close as I could to the ball to be able to continue to play golf." And he said, "Golf is my life." He had been the captain of the golf team at the University of Tennessee. Ted's in his mid to late 50s, and Ed's in his mid to late 50s. He said, "I can't believe how much better I am." I said, "Well, tell me how much better." He said, "I'm able to walk the course now." I said, "You're able to walk 18. He said, "Tom, I walked 27 holes last weekend in a tournament." I said, "Fred, that's unbelievable." He said, "Let me tell you something else that's happened too." He said, I have had no more cortisone shots in my hand. I've had no more cortisone shots in my shoulder. He said, I'm flexible again. I'm able to turn on the ball. He said, I'm averaging 10 to 15 yards further on my drives because I'm flexible and I'm able to turn on the ball again. He said, I'm hitting the ball as good as I did 20 years ago. I said, man, that's hard to believe. He said, well, let me tell you what else has happened. He said, my father, who has had Fred Sr., who has had problems with his feet for years, he said he was always getting boils on the bottom of his foot, and he'd have to go and have the boils lanced. And he said, I don't know what was causing this, but he said, my father had that for years. He said he started soaking his feet in the Dead Sea minerals, and he said he hasn't had any more boils on his feet now in over a year. Ted, that's the miracle of magnesium. You know, when you look at magnesium, the power of magnesium, and it's the most vital mineral that our body needs. Magnesium is the master key to unlock all the other locks of the other minerals to work synergistically together with magnesium. If you don't have magnesium, then your body's not able to assimilate the other minerals. We'll hear about vitamins, but you don't hear about how important the minerals are. And one of the biggest issues in our food chain and our food supply, where is the food being grown? What kind of conditions? What pesticides? What insecticides? What fertilizers? Nothing, you know, not much is organic. And how far is it shipped from to us? By the time we process it and eat it, most of the magnesium is gone. So that's why you're really needing magnesium supplementation in a transdermal form where it goes right into the body.
Well, also, Tom, too, and I like my magnesium glycinate. We have the highest quality magnesium product you can take orally. It's a phenomenal product, but, again, too much of it, and it causes diarrhea. It acts as a catharsis.
True.
And that's the biggest problem that you have with magnesium taken internally. It causes diarrhea. That's the biggest mess with it. I mean, that's why, you know, people say, well, it doesn't work. Well, the reason it doesn't work is it's getting flushed out of your body if you get too much of it. That's why I don't even take the magnesium capsules anymore, period. I don't even take them. What I do is I just get all of my magnesium that I need. And the other thing I noticed personally is when I started using it every day, I soak for about an hour a day. When I do a lot, I'm checking my emails. A lot of you go, well, I don't have an hour a day to do this. Well, you're usually on the internet for an hour. You're watching TV for an hour. What I did is I went online and I got me a little foot bath up from Amazon for like $100. And what it does, it keeps the water temperature completely perfect the whole time. I keep it around 39 degrees Celsius. And what that does, it's about 100 or so degrees. And what it allows me to do, it allows me to sit there, check my emails, do what I need to do on an ongoing basis while I'm basically taking a magnesium supplement. And I've learned that if you just do that either while you're watching TV or even when you're eating dinner, it doesn't make any difference. Just sit there and soak your feet, rub down with the oil throughout the day, and it really makes it a lot easier to get through life. And my gym workouts have gotten much better. And I can honestly say to you this too. Sharon had backed off the protocol a little bit, wasn't doing the Dead Sea mineral soaks, in the, you know, which is what we have at Health Master. She wasn't doing the bath soaking as much as she had been doing, and her body needs magnesium, so much magnesium, she started having back issues again. She'd laid off of it. And I told her, I said, honey, you can't do that. I said, you know how important it is for your body to require magnesium. A lot of people have different physiological needs for magnesium. People don't understand that, Tom. And so you have to find a balance within yourself to get these kind of results. But I learned myself, I was soaking for 2 hours a day initially and that took a lot of time. I have to admit that, in the morning and the evening. But then finally I was able to bring it back down to just 1 hour in the morning. So I usually get up around 6 o'clock anyhow. I turn on the foot bath. It's warm in 5-10 minutes. I sit there, check all my emails, get ready for my show for the day. And by the time I get done with that, I'm done. Then I'll have my protein shake that I have for breakfast. I've got a phenomenal protein shake. I have that. It takes me about 5 minutes to make that. Then I'll sit there and finish my emails. And then, you know, there was time for prayer with the family. Everybody's up by then, and we pray as a family and we go on with our day. But reality is, you've got to take time to do what you need to do to get the magnesium your body needs. Because if you don't do that, your body's going to become deficient in magnesium. And you said something very clear a few moments ago. Magnesium is a mineral that also works as an enzyme, as a catalyst, with a lot of other chemical reactions in the body. And when it does that, it also helps to absorb vitamins more efficiently. And a lot of people don't realize that if you don't have enough magnesium, nothing works right in your body. I had a pastor friend of mine a few years ago call me up, middle of the night, thought he was having a major heart attack. And he ended up basically telling me, he says, I don't know what to do, Ted. He goes, I've got this terrible, my chest, my heart's just in ventricular fib. It's just, you know, heart beats really fast. It's fluttering. And I said, well, David, I said, what you can do is I said, you can take some magnesium. That's going to help. You also need to be drinking some organic chicken broth and heat it up and we use the Redmond Seltzer, so it's a sea salt or mine salt. I said, salt it very heavy, as much as you can stand, drink as much as you can drink, and then try to drink at least a quart, and then take the magnesium orally. Then you need to go ahead and start on the magnesium foot bath. And he's been able to do all of that now and was able to avert a trip to the hospital by doing that, because the whole key is, again, Tom, and you said it again, a lot of athletes end up having heart attacks because of magnesium deficiencies. I knew another athlete. The guy was amazing. He placed like fourth in Mr. Universe back in the 60s. I won't give you his name. His first name was Tom. And I remember he had met me in the gym. This is 30 years ago. And he was 62 years old, our age. And I was still young, and he was over there doing curls with 150 pounds on the easy curl bar for 10 reps a set. This is how strong this guy was, 62 years old, and he was talking how he had lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks and how the doctor had told him that he had a body of a 42-year-old. And I looked at him, I said, Tom, you don't have a body of a 42-year-old. You got a body of an Olympic athlete. I said, you're amazing. But what he had done, Tom, he went out and he ran. The following, about 2 days later, he went out and ran like 10 miles in the Florida sun, perspiring profusely, lost too many electrolytes, went home, had a massive heart attack, I'm sure from a magnesium deficiency, and died. I mean, they buried him after he was telling me how great a shape he was in. They were having his funeral less than a week later. And the sad part about all of this, Tom, a lot of people are having heart attacks. A lot of people are having all kinds of health problems, including spinal stenosis and calcium buildup in the arteries, calcium buildup in the joints, all because of insufficient quantities of magnesium. Anything else you want to add with that?
Yes, and I want to also touch on this, is the detox that I've experienced. I used to have a large, like a fatty cyst underneath my left inner forearm, and I had three on my stomach that were not as large as that, and then I had three on my right thigh. And I noticed after I'd been using this product for several months, I was reading a blog, and the guy was talking about magnesium, topical magnesium therapy, and what it had done for him, and that he'd had these little fatty capsules underneath his skin, and he said that was the body's way of taking toxins and heavy metals out of the system and store them in fat to just to keep it from harming the body. It was the body's way of trying to ward it off. And he said after he started using, transdermal magnesium therapy, all these went away. Ted, I looked down at my arm and I thought, I can't believe this. That cyst that had been there for about 10 or 12 years on my arm, on my stomach, my thighs, all of them were gone. Every one of them. So my body's like your body's like a sponge. It's starving to death of these minerals, and so it's pulling the minerals into your body. But it also acts like a sponge too. When you squeeze it, it's also extracting the heavy metals and toxins out of your system as well.
Well, no, you're exactly right. In fact, if people want to see just how porous your skin is, and this is why so many medications are now being used transdermally. You could take your skin and take your feet, for instance. Let's go ahead and cut a clove of garlic, and just take a fresh clove of garlic, cut it in half while it's still you have the juices coming out of it, and rub that garlic clove on the bottom of both your feet, and just put your socks on, put your shoes on, and walk away. In about 15 minutes, you're going to taste that garlic in your mouth. That's how porous our skin is. Our skin is what's called a semi-permeable membrane. It allows certain compounds to go in, certain compounds it doesn't get to go in. And see, this is what people need to understand. Our skin is super important that you feed it the right kind of nutrients on an ongoing basis, and it's also important that you keep the toxins off of it. That's why we also have a magnesium deodorant that works phenomenally well. It's an incredible product. It's a magnesium deodorant, and you can use it like I use like once every other day. It works so well, and I know you've used that too, Tom. And it gets you away from the aluminum. And now they're finding that women who use the antiperspirant deodorants that have aluminum chlorhydrate in it, that this stuff is being found in much higher concentrations in the cancer cysts and in the breasts of the women who have breast cancer, because you're putting that deodorant right under your arm. So we have a phenomenal deodorant that works great too, and we use it on an ongoing basis. And we've gotten rid of all the other deodorants that don't work. Most natural deodorants don't work. You know, I like Tom's of Maine. I think they've got some great products, but their deodorant does not work for me at all, period. And I don't use it. And also remember, they also have some good toothpaste, but I don't use it either because we found a much better quality product. And also, Tom's puts fluoride in some of their toothpaste products. Now, if they were really a true natural health care company that didn't care about, that cared about people, why are they putting fluoride in their toothpaste? So that starts making me question a lot of their products, though I'd used them for years. So we've got a really good toothpaste that's phenomenal too, and we also have the deodorant that's the absolute best. How important is it, Tom, to be careful with what you put on your skin? Have you done any research on that as far as different types of chemicals that can be absorbed through the skin, or are you primarily just on the magnesium chloride?
Just on the magnesium chloride. I mean, you know, your skin will absorb anything. It's just like your pores, as you said, they're porous, and they sweat. It lets, you know, people say, well, I don't want to sweat. Well, the body, one of the best ways the body extracts heavy metals and toxins is through the sweat glands. So your body's sweating out things through the cells of the skin, and it's also will absorb. Just like it extracts, it also absorbs. Ted, something else that you haven't said, and I need to make mention of too, is what it does for the quality of the skin and the skin health. I've got friends that are using the product. They have done away with eczema, rosacea, psoriasis. It's phenomenal what these products can do. You know, people go from all over the world for centuries. I mean, Cleopatra was one of the first to go to the Dead Sea, and Mark Anthony even gave the Dead Sea to her because of what it did for the body. The skin, the quality of the skin, and increasing the beautification of the skin, tightening it up, and it also does away with those issues that you're dealing with, especially in the wintertime, of dry, itchy skin. Your cream that you have, that balm, is phenomenal. And I also wanted to tell you, too, a couple of my friends are big motorcycle riders and motocross, and they do not have any more arm pump anymore from riding the motorcycle or motocross or mountain biking because their arms are not locking up anymore. So if any of your listeners are into motorcycles or motocross or mountain biking or cycling, this stuff is amazing at what it does for the arm pump that so many riders complain of.
You know, it's funny you said that because I sold my motorcycle several months ago, and I've ridden for, oh gosh, since I was 18 years old, so that's what, 42 years. And I remember I used to always, when I'd sit in the saddle for a while, my legs started cramping. I'd have to stand up in the seat, you know, on the pegs just to get my legs, my hips not to cramp. And when I started using the magnesium, the last few times I rode, I didn't have that problem anymore. So I thought, wow, okay, that's pretty cool. Because again, your muscles are one of the primary users of magnesium in the body, and you got to have that magnesium. And I know that I told you guys we're going to do a show on magnesium today, and this, now you understand why I wanted to do the show, because of the importance of this product. This product is critical for your body chemistry. It's critical for your brain function. It's critical for over 300 biochemical reactions in your body. It's critical for other nutrient absorptions to be take place, including vitamins and other minerals. This product does almost everything in the body in huge amounts, and without it, your body goes into depletion almost immediately. And again, I really believe that's one of the reasons that so many people have so many heart attacks, Tom. Now, anything else you want to tell us about this?
Ted, I think we've covered a lot of the bases, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share what your products have done for me. And I just encourage anyone that's experiencing any of these issues that we've discussed. And, you know, we've only touched the surface. You know, one of the other things is so much relief that I've seen with friends and family with arthritis conditions in their body. They've gotten so much relief, Ted, from the products of decreasing arthritic pain and swelling.
Well, remember, so much of the arthritic problems are caused from deformation of the joint capsule, deformation of the bone with the osteoarthritis, and a lot of that, again, is the magnesium deficiency. Let me read you this article, Tom, see what you think about this as far as, because a lot of people, when they start having these health problems, they start taking drugs and pain pills. Here's a article from the Natural Society, and it says, major drug distributors flooded West Virginia with millions of pain pills. On Friday, Morrissey announced a lawsuit against San Francisco-based McKesson Corporation, alleging the company violated state consumer protection laws and the Uniform Controlled Substances Act by flooding West Virginia with tens of millions of prescription pills. McKesson allegedly failed to detect, report, and stop the flood of suspicious prescription drug orders into the state. contributing to widespread drug abuse. These are primarily pain pills, opiates. The state says the company pushed narcotics to anyone who wanted them in a state that has more problems with prescription drug abuse than any other in the nation. Number one in the nation in West Virginia. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention statistics show West Virginia's rate of fatal drug overdoses was 28.9 overdose per 100,000 people in 2010, most of these involving prescription drugs. That's the thing that people don't realize is when people start taking prescription drugs, Tom, it really is a no-win situation as far as for pain because our bodies down-regulate very quickly and require more and more and more of these opiates to stand the pain. Do you have anybody that you know that's worked with the magnesium that was in excruciating pain other than yourself or were on opiates? And don't mention any names that were taking opiates or prescription pills or able to come off of these?
Definitely, because, you know, let's say your pain level's at a 8 or a 9 or even a 10, and if you can... What we've seen is the reduction of pain through the use of transdermal magnesium therapy. That it, if it doesn't do get it all out, what if it takes it down in half? What if it takes to it down to a 4 or a 3 or a 2? You know, it's better than taking the narcotics that your body starts craving. That you become like an animal trying to get the drugs to keep your pain at check, and also your body has started craving that. And one of the things that we're seeing here in North Carolina too is now since doctors are being called on the carpet for writing too many pain prescriptions, if people can't get them, they're turning to heroin. The wide use of heroin has gone so high because of the opiates not being able to be given to people because of the government saying, okay, we're slapping your hand, you're writing too many prescriptions. So the opiates and heroin go hand in hand.
You know, Tom, it's so funny you said that because several months ago we did a whole show on all of the opium that's coming in from Afghanistan and how pure it is. And my brother-in-law, my half-brother-in-law, my wife's half-brother, died of a heroin overdose about 6 months ago. And what's interesting about this is we did a show on this several times talking about this in detail. And what I found is this. The government is directly involved with the CIA bringing this heroin from Afghanistan into the United States through the United States military. From there, it's distributed into the drug cartels to be distributed throughout the United States. Heroin usage is off the charts in the United States. And the reason for this is because, again, and you nailed it dead on the head, and this is what I said that I suspected it being, when the government starts to restrict the amount of opiates that they're allowed to sell through the legal prescription channels, everybody has to go to street vendors to find the opiates because they're so addicted to it that they can't stand the pain without it, and their body starts craving it. And what ends up happening is your body will psychologically even cause more pain on you to force you to try to find the drug, and so you're willing to go to a street vendor and inject yourself with heroin and to stop the pain. This is a major, major problem that we have in the United States, and I personally believe that the use of heroin is being done on purpose to increase the black ops budget in the United States for the military, and they were losing people because of the prescription drugs that they were being given from the doctors, so now they're able to take these people and turn them into street addicts. This is absolutely nuts, Tom, and the fact that you knew about this up in North Carolina tells me this is a problem that we're seeing all over the United States now.
Well, I tell you, Ted, we've tried to alert people today on how important it is to take this one vital mineral. You know, I looked it up, and magnesium is classified as the spark of life, and it truly is. It's the mineral that the body really cannot live without. It is the spark of life.
Tom, I want to thank you so much. I'm going to cover some more news stories now, and I know you don't want to be involved in all this crazy stuff that I have to talk about every day as far as what's really going on in the world. So thank you so much. I appreciate you so much, Tom, for being on with me today. And again, healthmasters.com brings you the show. We have all of these products available that Tom talked about today, including the deodorants, the bombs, the magnesium salt, the magnesium chloride, all of it available at healthmasters.com. Phone number is 1-800-726-1834. Tom, thanks so much, and I'll continue on with the show. I'll talk to you soon.
Dr. Ted, thank you for the products too, sir.
Thank you, buddy. All right, let's go ahead and go back to what's going on with the economy. I want to cover some of the stuff that happened last night with the State of the Union address. Also, I want to go into detail on what's happening with oil prices. this is some crazy stuff that we have going on right now, and what Obama was talking about in the United States. And he really believes that the economy is doing well. He's like living in some kind of Narnia world. And I have no idea what's going on with his attitude. But also, I want to let you know that Iran has released the U.S. soldiers and sailors that it was holding in the Gulf. This is from Al Jazeera TV. All 10 U.S. Navy sailors have been released hours after they were detained by Iran, state media reported on Tuesday. The sailors aboard two small patrol boats were taken into custody after they inadvertently strayed into Iranian waters. Iran's Revolutionary Guards of the sailors were released on Wednesday after it was determined that their entry was not intentional. Now, I'm sure this has to do with the nuclear treaty that we signed with Iran, and them not trying to put a, you know, a start a fight with the United States as far as, you know, taking our soldiers like they had done before, and our people from the embassy with Carter. So I'm sure they're going to be very, very careful to make sure they maintain the rights to produce these nuclear bombs. Here's another one. Oil rises for the first time in 8 days on China's U.S. draw. This is Reuters. Okay, now this is Reuters. I don't believe Reuters, but I'm going to tell you what it says, because I don't. Reuters is owned by the Rothschild Corporation along with the AP Wire. Now, I know the oil prices have gone up. I can look at that on the charts. But they're going to push this now, because now they're saying that there may be a war between Saudi Arabia and Iran, and oil prices could go to $250 a barrel. They're doing everything they can to manipulate the markets, and I just don't buy any of this. In addition to that, they're saying that Chinese trade data had an unexpected draw in weekly U.S. crude oil inventories, gave investors reasons to buy crude futures. I don't believe that China's doing better. I don't believe that at all. Here's another article from Zero Hedge. This one I agree with. Stocks rebound as fears of Chinese hard landing push back on strong trade data. The Chinese never stop lying about their data. They don't give us information. Our government never stops lying about data. It's ridiculous. You can't get the truth out of any of these ridiculous governments now that use this obfuscation and this propaganda to try to maintain the value of their currency and the values of their stock markets. This is Zero Hedge. After 2 months of sharp currency devaluation, the market was carefully watching last night China's trade data to see if the yuan debasement had led to a positive trade outcome to the world's second largest economy. And as it reported last night, it was not disappointed when China reported a December trade surplus of $60 billion from a $54 billion in November. As a result of exports beating expectations and rising 2.3%, the first increase since June, while exports declined by just 4%, the smallest drop since 2014, despite China's importing a record amount of oil, or 33.2 million tons in December. I don't believe these numbers. I really don't, because I'm looking at the Baltic Dry Index. The Baltic Dry Index is telling you that there's hardly anything being transferred back and forth between the United States and China, and that China is basically sitting idle with all of its capacity. So we've got a little bit ways to see here. Now, I'm not saying, and I'm not trying to be the harbinger of bad news, but what I'm saying is this. Don't trust China. Be very careful with the stuff that you're trying to figure out what's going on. Now, it also says that the Daily Sheephead article says that China is on track to build its very first military base in Africa. China has just signed a 10-year contract with the government of Djibouti to create a military base near the Red Sea. The base will be a logistics hub and airfield, which will give the Chinese military an extensive reach into the continent. Both the U.S. and China have been competing for economic and political influence in the resource-rich continent for some time now, but this is the first time that China has challenged America's military presence in Africa. The base is clearly an effort to stymie America's influence, since it's located not far from the U.S. military hub in Djibouti, known as Camp de Mounir. Now, what's also interesting, I was doing some research last night, because on Sunday night, oh, by the way, tomorrow Doc Marquis is going to be my guest. He'll be talking about secret societies and what's happening in the United States with these different groups of people, including the Bilderbergers and all of this witchcraft that we're seeing coming out of Hollywood. So Doc Marquis is a phenomenal guest. You guys have got to hear the show tomorrow. He'll be on for the full hour with me. He'll also be discussing current news stories. And on Friday, Doug Hagman will be my guest for one full hour. And Doug will be coming on and discussing developing stories and everything that's going on with Russia and China, etc. It'll be a phenomenal show with Doug Hagman. He's probably one of my favorite guests. He's been on my show multiple times. And, of course, as you know, I've been on his show multiple times. And so Doug is a good friend of mine. I'm looking forward to being back on the air with him here on this show. Now, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, actually 4 o'clock Eastern time, 4:05 Eastern time, Dave Hodges is coming on. I'll be continuing this show and working with Dave Hodges on his show in through the past the next hour. That's one of the reasons I wanted Tom on today, because I wanted to be able to cover a lot of the news stories that I didn't get a chance to cover with Tom, with Dave Hodges. So we'll be doing that in about 10 minutes. So you guys stay tuned for Dave. I'll be on for the next full hour because there's a lot more stories I want to cover with you guys. Here's another article. The BP, British Petroleum, is to cut 4,000 jobs as oil price plummets. This is out of the Irish Times. Jobs to be culled in the UK giant's crude oil production division. BP will cut 4,000 jobs in its crude oil production division this year as prices continue to tumble. The company will reduce its worldwide upstream force to less than 20,000, London-based spokesperson David Nichols said by phone. The cuts include 600 people working at North Sea projects. They'll lose their positions over the next 2 years, with a majority in the first year. Now, if BP is going to do this, and they're going to lose some of their top people that are working for them right now, which is a very specific skill set and a very skilled job, to me it seems strange that if that's the truth, why in the world are they saying just minutes ago with Reuters that they're expecting oil prices to go back up? I don't believe oil prices are going to go back up. I believe they're going to continue to go down. I believe that oil is going to go back down to around $20 a barrel, if not lower. Remember when Bill Clinton was in office, it had dropped all the way down to about $8 a barrel, and I remember paying 89 cents a gallon for diesel fuel. And so I thought, wow, this is really interesting, because it was like an all-time low as far as inflation included in the rates. So I don't know that. I'm not telling you to go out and invest and go short the market with oil, but I'm saying that there's too much stuff going on right now that shows that we're having a massive global slowdown. And even this mess with Volkswagen in Germany. You know, Volkswagen has been fined billions of euros now. They've got millions of cars on recalls. It's almost impossible to trade a used Volkswagen right now with a dealer and get any kind of money for it because the values have fallen through the floor. So it's really pretty sad what's going on with Germany and what's going on with Volkswagen right now. Now, I think I'll ask Dave Hodges about that. But again, I think that was done on purpose with the release of this information on Volkswagen last year. They could have done this a lot more subtly than they did. They could have gone in with Volkswagen. They didn't have to go to the mainstream media with it. They could have had Volkswagen correct the problems associated with their cars, with the diesel engines. They could have gradually upgraded these cars as they were brought back in for service. There was absolutely no reason to go in and crush this company the way they have. And to me, it's one of these things that this Rothschild banking cartel that's basically destroying the planet, they always like to come in, destroy things. They pump it up and then they basically deflate it, and then when it gets deflated they buy it back for pennies on the dollar, and then they pump it up and sell it again and they deflate it again. Sadly, you would think that being trillionaires these people would have enough money, but apparently they don't. And I'll be honest with you, the whole thing nauseates me the way they do this and where they've inflated the currency and what they're doing right now in the United States. Now, let's go on to the fact check on the top 10 lies in Obama's State of the Union address. I'll be honest with you guys, I didn't watch this last night. I had a really hard time watching him, and I have no interest. Oh, show's coming to an end. All right, we'll cover this with Dave Hodges then. We'll cover the thing with Obama's lives, see what Dave wants to talk about. You know, I want you guys to know something. I appreciate you. I really do. I feel like you're my family. So many of you call at the office, and I answer the telephones, and my wife's there right now answering phones because Austin's on vacation. And it just feels like, you know, we've known you guys for so long, and I want to thank you for listening to the show. I want to thank you for supporting Health Masters. We love you guys. We pray for you guys on a regular basis, and we appreciate you. God bless you. I'll talk to you in the next hour. Stay tuned.